This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, hour number two. I have on the top coordinators, the John Bursa side, joining us for a couple segments coming up in about 20 minutes to talk about the danger of the Constitutional Convention. I know it sounds like a good way to get things done, but they could totally rewrite the whole Constitution during one. They probably stage a big crisis in the middle of one. So we're going to look at that and how far we've come exposing globalism. And then I do intend to open the phones up. And Gerald Celente joins us the last 30 minutes of the third hour. And then Roger Stone joins us. Talk about vindicated. Everything Roger Stone wrote down here a year and a half ago has now come out about the Russia situation and more. Weapons secrets transferred by Hillary. Simply amazing. And now we have congressional hearings with Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, saying Hillary is under criminal investigation. He says, I will not get into things that are ongoing investigations. They ask, is she being investigated? He said, well, I won't get into ongoing investigations. What's that tell you? And so we know that the whole Uranium One thing is now coming out. It was a total FBI report spiked by Mueller and spiked by Comey, and that they were, you know, bagmen delivering it and getting money themselves. Literal bagmen on you know, tarmacs, the case of Mueller. And so that's why they're so frothing to stop him, because they just committed gargantuan crimes and let foreign governments, so Pakistan, run the DNC computers. And I mean, the list just goes on and on. This is such over-the-top stuff. It's mind-boggling they got away with this much. Then coming up, Trump tells McCain, you listen here, buddy, I fight back, and I'm getting ready to slap you upside your head. Politically. So we're going to have that coming up as well. And then some other incredible news I haven't gotten to yet, dealing with a missing security guard that popped up on CNN that's best buddies with the Mandalay owners. Turns out DeGeneres is invested in MGM as well, big time. That's coming up, conflict of interest. But here's more of the Hannity report last night that was groundbreaking in many ways, just for the fact that it's on mainstream news, and that we do have more intel. It was much worse than we even thought, but we were on target. It was just the rat hole was deeper. We targeted the rat hole correctly, but only went down a few levels. It got even worse as the basement fell into a whole other sub-level. And who knows what's beneath that? Devil worshiping pedophiles, of course. That's what the bottom of this globalist rainbow. It's not a leprechaun and it's not a pot of gold. It's a pot-belly pedophile devil worship nest. Let's go ahead and finish the clip.
I would like to remind you that Deputy Attorney Rosenstein directly supervised the criminal case when he was U.S. Attorney in Maryland. I don't think it would be proper for him to supervise a review of his own conduct. Do you?
It would be his decision. He's a man of integrity and ability. If he feels that he has a inability to proceed with any investigation, it would be his responsibility to make that determination, and should consult, as I told you I would, and as I have done, with the senior ethics people at the department.
Reports suggest that the Clinton Foundation received millions of dollars from interested parties in the transaction. Bill Clinton received $500,000 for a speech in Moscow, June 2010, from the Russian government-aligned bank.
Imagine if Trump did that.
As a speech, Russia gave, began the uranium acquisition process. This fact pattern raises serious concerns about improper political influence on the process by the Clintons during the Obama administration. Has the Justice Department fully investigated whether the Russians compromised the Obama administration's decisions to smooth the way for transactions? And if not, why not?
Mr. Chairman, we're working hard to maintain discipline in the department. It wouldn't be appropriate for me to comment on any ongoing investigation.
There you go. Hillary's under criminal investigation. No other way to read that. Finally. The Republic, like the Phoenix from the ashes, is rising. They want to fight? They're scared now. They understand we want one.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That little snippet was from a speech I gave in Dallas 7 years ago. I don't know how all this is going to end. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one. And now the globalists have got that fight they've been looking for. And they're hitting the alarm buttons everywhere. They're getting indicted. They're getting overthrown in elections from Australia to Austria to the UK to the US to Brazil. They are in full panic mode. And I know, I've told my crew, this Russia thing is a pack of bull. We all know it is. But let's stop covering it, defending ourselves, because I'm sick of hearing about it. Let's fight the globalists on everything else they're doing. And let's talk about getting the economy going again and jump-starting the nation and moving forward. But now it's big news because Mueller covered up the investigation. Comey did. They lied to Congress. They transferred uranium. Mueller was a bad man doing it. I mean, it's just incredible that everything they've said Trump did, they've done. I liken this to, say, a divorce proceeding where your husband is the judge and you're the wife, and then the judge sits over the hearing of his own children and takes them away from the wife. Or your wife is the family court judge and you're the husband and she takes them away from you. And it'd be like Hitler sitting at Nuremberg in judgment in 1946 in Germany for the Nuremberg trials. And Hitler's up there calling in Hermann Göring and calling in all these other guys and saying, how dare you do this for Hitler? And they're like, Mein Führer, you are the judge. I followed your orders, Mein Führer. My Liebling, my Liebchen, my leader, my Gauleiter, my Gruppenführer. I mean, that's what's going on here. You'd say Hitler cannot be the chief justice over the Nuremberg Tribunal. Let's pull up some photos of the Nuremberg Tribunal, please, the Nuremberg Court. Put those on screen for TV viewers. Remember, if you're a radio listener listening on over 200 of our wondrous affiliates across the United States, please support those local stations, support their local sponsors, become a sponsor, send them a weekly or monthly tithe in the information war. But whatever you do, remember, you can always tell your friends and family that may not be in your listening area about InfoWars.com/show. Or all the other platforms and podcasts and things where people can pick it up. It's the sharing of the live link. It's the sharing of it on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It gets around the censors and now has us reaching close to 60 million people a week. Our peak was 87 million the week of the election. Our previous peak was 40 million or so, 41 million. Now our new peaks are 60 million. Ladies and gentlemen, that is exponential. So it's got the enemy scared, though, and they're coming after us. So that's all coming up. Also, anti-Trump Dems exploit vets to attack Trump right after backing NFL's Take a Knee. And they've gone and dug up a few wives of troops that have died and a few congresswomen speaking for the wives, basically saying Trump hates the military. Totally fake, contrived, made-up situation. Also, everybody always talks about the Kurds being the perfect angels of the Middle East, and that's because they're a kind of in-between group that hasn't been very expansionist. But they have been working with some of the other groups in the area to help push out Christians and take over their land as well. So we should remember that. There's an article on Infowars.com, how Kurds used ISIS and Antifa. Well, they came and fought to expel Christians in the Middle East. The Antifa came. They're aligned with the Kurds, and they enjoy the anti-Christian bent. There's even videos of it. I mean, let me tell you, folks, leftists see Christians as their enemies. And even if a Muslim's going to kill them if they're gay, they don't care. That's liberal and trendy. But if you're just a mainline Christian, you've got to be killed. It's a cult. So that's coming up as well. And then we've got this report coming up. Vegas survivor who died suddenly had planned group to expose cover-up to the middle column on DrudgeReport.com. That's why I like the Drudge design better than InfoWars, because he can have 100 articles if he wants, and stuff that's important from yesterday can still be on the site if it ties in with some new breaking news. So he can add things that, add to the research, add to the information. InfoWars bombshell story yesterday afternoon, scrolls off in a few hours, and then you can't even find it on our site. But it's a big article by Don Salazar in the middle column of DrudgeReport.com. We're going to be getting into that as well. But first, here is a clip of Trump doing a radio interview talking about the fact that if McCain thinks that he's just going to be able to keep coming after him and making stuff up and doing all this, well, that Trump is going to hit back. And the story, again, is up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and is a really important story. It's a Steve Watson article. Trump hits back at McCain. Be careful. At some point, I fight back. It won't be pretty. I think God already struck old McCainy, or karma did. Let's go ahead and play that clip of the president.
Do you think it'll be in good shape by the midterms?
I think so. I think we'll have a lot done. We need some votes from some of the Republicans that, for some reason, they weren't there on health care. They should have been. We thought we had it, but John McCain voted no, which was a shocker.
We were taking shots at you again yesterday.
Well, it's a shocker, and,
You heard what he said yesterday, Senator McCain.
Yeah, well, I hear it, and people have to be careful because at some point I fight back.
Yeah.
I'm being very nice. I'm being very, very nice, but at some point I fight back, and it won't be pretty.
All right, Mr.
Okay, so that is the Chris Plant show. Got that great interview with the president. That is powerful information right there. And again, the president has come out and called Mueller a liar to his arrogant face. Mueller acts all powerful and struts into Congress like he's the president, like he got elected, when I'm not on the tarmac in secret Russia meetings with the KGB, FSB, transferring uranium for Hillary illegally, which they admit, and when I'm not blocking criminal investigations of the FBI into her and Bill selling out our military secrets and one-third of our uranium, I'm out trying to bring down the elected president, defeat this country, and calling the president a liar when he said that Obama didn't call many servicemen. I remember it in the news. 4 years ago, 3 years ago, that Obama wasn't visiting service people very often and that he wasn't calling all of them. That was a thing that U.S. presidents had always tried to do before. You obviously can't in World War II where you get hundreds of thousands of dead people, but it's a serious situation. They're a pack of lying scum. And you just look at Mueller, who covered up with the Clinton crime syndicate and Obama and the Bushes and 9/11 and the Saudi Arabian connection and the 9/11 stand down that we're totally vindicated on now. With the congressional 28 pages, it is simply incredible. And Trump was against the Iraq war. They always lie and say he wasn't. I've played the clips here. But again, that's because CNN was, and the fake left was, and they know how pathetically discredited they are. Here's an LA Times article. There's also one in the Wall Street Journal. George Soros has pumped $18 billion into open society foundations, making it a philanthropic giant. Yeah, overthrowing the elected government of Ukraine, fighting the Arab Spring that killed over a million people, mainly Christians, gays, women, and priests. And I mean, it's incredible. What a wonderful guy. He gets it all from looting, getting insider trading knowledge, the old Nazi collaborator. Well, we're not funded by Soros or any other big corporation. In fact, we know he's funding groups, quarterbacking, trying to shut us down right now. So all I ask you to do, and you've always come through, is to commit today to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products you need, water filtration, air filtration, well, we sold out of the air filters, high-quality supplements, you name it, that you and your family need. Sign up for AutoShip so you don't forget to support each month or every 60 days or every 90. Cancel anytime. With the click of a mouse, for free, get an additional 10% off, and we have free shipping. Anthroplex, the pill form, basically a super male vitality, 50% off. Never done that, but I want to move it out the door. 30% off super male vitality, 50% off brain force, the great nootropic. It's all there. InfoWarsLife.com, the biggest sales ever, because you're really responding. So as we sell a lot more, I can lower the price to fund the operation. But we need to sell a ton to defend ourselves and expand the operation in the face of the globalists. So I want to thank you all for your support. But commit today to support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, you can't give up. The stakes are too high. The globalists literally want to impoverish us, totally control us, and have authoritarian power over humanity. That's what they're craving. They're mentally ill. They're sociopaths. They're psychopaths. And history shows that America is the experiment, and the Renaissance is the experiment of trying to change that and turn that around. But now the BBC and every other state-run media outlet in Europe is saying the West is inherently evil. We've got more clips of that coming up later. Vegas Survivor to expose the cover-up and was organizing the witnesses. The FBI took all the footage, told folks not to talk. We know it is a Comey Mueller protege of the Clintons that is running the cover-up there in Vegas. But for this segment and part of the next, I wanted to get Robert Brown on because I've seen his research and seen some of the speeches he's given. He is a coordinator and regional field director for the John Birch Society, covering Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota. He's best known for his lectures on the Constitution. He's produced six of the lectures on DVD series known as The Constitution is the Solution, which is gaining popularity nationwide. He and his family reside in Billings, Montana, and there they're battling to wake folks up and defend the Republic. But I wanted to get him on to in general, talk about his view of the Trump revolution, other populist constitutional revolutions happening, and what he is concerned might derail it or how they might sucker punch us. Because I've seen a lot of people that I respect and like pushing a constitutional convention, so we should talk about what those are briefly, as a solution to fully retake the country. Well, we're already beginning to do it at the state level and culturally and at the federal level. We have the trifecta now as soon as we dig out the Republican establishment. So I tend to lean his direction that a constitutional convention is one of the only things the globalists could use to try to overturn the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But let's get his take on that right now. Robert Brown, JBS.org. What is your expert analysis on this?
My concern here is that in today's political environment, this would be the exactly wrong thing to be doing, to be having an Article 5 constitutional convention. I look back to the expertise of James Madison, where in his day, he was very concerned about a growing movement in his time to have a constitutional convention to make changes to the new constitution they just established. And his main concerns he pointed to was the present temper of America and the present ferment of parties. There was such political discord at the time, he thought that opening up the Constitution for another convention would just lead to chaos. And I have to ask, are we in any better circumstance today? Do we have better political harmony, or are we in political discord again? I think the answer on that one's quite clear. It would be absolute chaos. Of course, all the lobbyists would be vying for position on getting their ideas into the new changes of the Constitution. So in today's political environment, this is a crazy idea. In addition to that, I think Justice Scalia said it best when he said, this is not a good century to write a constitution. And I would back that up with my own experience, that as I've traveled around the country speaking on the Constitution, I find most people, even those that are politically active, are pretty ignorant of what the Constitution already says. And so the types of amendments they tend to come up with tend to do more damage than good because they are not sure of the constitution they're cutting.
That's right. It was written by geniuses marveled at around the world by other statesmen and researchers to really bind down corruption and gangs and monopolies and try to create a system, a platform to empower humanity. Didn't mean they were perfect in their time, but the idea is the bane of globalists, the bane of tyrants, and it's why we see globalist organizations for decades pushing a con. And as you said, you see their whole plan to destabilize the country. They would take a con as the time to launch their Bolshevik-style revolution that they're already trying to push right now.
Absolutely. Whereas those of us who value liberty, we don't have any need for any changes to the Constitution. Simply enforcing what it already says would make massive inroads towards restabilizing our country, creating financial prosperity.
It's like a submarine. It's not broken if the doors are open and you go underwater and it floods. You got to close the doors.
Yeah, precisely, precisely. And so as I look at things here, one of the things the Founding Fathers did point to is in times where the Constitution is just being ignored, they never pointed to using Article 5 to make changes to the Constitution. What they always pointed to was constitutional enforcement. As a classic example of this, the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798, which were clear violations of, among other things, our freedom of speech. It made it illegal to speak against the actions of the President or Congress. Madison and Jefferson, recognizing this was a great encroachment against the clear meaning of the Constitution, didn't say, we need to change the Constitution. They said, we need to enforce the Constitution. They came up with the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions.
That's right. You don't need a new Constitution just because they're ignoring the old one. They're going to ignore the new one.
Precisely. I compare this often to, imagine having a sporting game where none of the refs have ever read the rules and have very little idea of how the game's supposed to be played. And so most of the players have never bothered reading the rules either. They know they don't need to follow
them. So they say, let's write new rules.
Right. Oh, let's write new rules. We're not using the ones we already have. That's what's going on with the people and Congress. The people are supposed to be, as Hamilton put it, the natural guardians of the Constitution. We're the ones that are ultimately the final rep on whether the Constitution is being followed or not. And yet none of us know what it says. Nobody generally has much idea of the Constitution. I often run Constitution quizzes around the country, and you're hard-pressed to find anyone that can even get a passing grade on it because we're ignorant of the Constitution. As long as we don't know the rules, they don't have to follow them.
Exactly. Let me ask you this question. Until recently, you usually didn't hear conservatives push con-cons. Now I'm hearing more and more from Fox News. You know, I've had guests on, heard their perspective on how it's needed, and I've overall disagreed with them. I mean, I could see how there was a total awakening. You know, we could, you know, perhaps have a few new things for things that are more modern, but don't change anything that's old because it's worked so well. But why suddenly are more and more conservatives pushing it?
Unfortunately, I think a lot of them are getting desperate and see this as a great idea. It's being portrayed in ways that I don't think are realistic, though. If you were to honestly pull up the anchor of our Constitution right now and drift to the center of political thought, would that move us closer to the mindset of Madison or Marx versus back in 1787 when it was written? Obviously, our nation has moved far in the wrong direction, and it's a very dangerous political environment. We don't understand the history like the Founding Fathers did to create the Constitution as they did.
And look, Confederate general stuff, I'm like, Charles Barkley and others, I mean, who even pays attention to that? But it's being brought up to tear that down and then say, oh, the American flag flew over slavery, get rid of it, get rid of the Constitution. And now, just a few years later, what we predict is true. The left is saying the country's bad, the Bill of Rights is bad, the Constitution's bad. In England, they're saying get rid of the whole government, it's racist too, because it actually is protecting the people and has those rights enshrined that weren't given by government but were only pointed out by the Constitutions. This is a direct globalist war on the nation state to replace it with a UN system where you have absolutely no rights.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I often look at here is the left has a tremendous amount to gain by making changes to the Constitution, whereas on the right, those of us that value limited government, we couldn't do better than the provisions that are currently in the Constitution. Take, for example, the push for a balanced budget amendment.
If we're doing Tell us about that. Robert Brown of the JBS, one of their top constitutional educators out there over four-state area. We're going to come back and get his take on this and other angles and other attack plans of a con. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And Robert Brown. We got Gerald Celente to cover the waterfront and take some of your calls coming up the next hour. I need to get into Senate Judiciary opens probe into Obama-era Russian nuclear bribery case. That's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. I got several other mainstream publications admitting that globalism is in trouble. It's an unelected authoritarian system. It better be in trouble. And Vegas survivor who died suddenly had planned group to expose cover-up. She was a young 28-year-old woman. This is crazy. That's coming up. But Robert Brown is the coordinator of the regional field director of the John Birch Society, covering four states, who, again, is one of the first organizations to expose the globalist conspiracy back in the 1950s when we discovered the CIA had actually put Mao Zedong into power. That's how the John Birch Society started. People are like, what? And now it's all been proven. It's all been declassified. It's just crazy. So he's a historian on this. JBS.org, getting in the dangers of ConCon. Finish up with the dangers of the ConCon. And then other threats you see. If this was a ball game where you'd see Team America, Team Republic versus Team Soros, Team Globalist, and where in history you think we are right now in your view of Trump?
Very good questions. Where we left off, first of all, was my explanation that really the left has a tremendous amount to gain from making changes to the Constitution, whereas those of us that believe in limited government couldn't do better than the enumeration of powers, for example. On the one hand, we have people pushing for a balanced budget amendment, which would only say Congress can't spend more than they take in. Instead of that, if we were to get back to Congress only spending money on the enumeration of powers, you would see a reduction of over 80% of federal spending. You'd see a surplus annually of over $2 trillion. So much better. And it would also rein the federal government back to what they're actually supposed to be doing within their jurisdiction. So it doesn't have any comparison here, what they're trying to accomplish through a convention versus what the Constitution already says. But the other thing I want to really focus on is, as constitutionalists, originalists, conservatives, we really have two angles of attack to get back to the Constitution. And both of them begin with we the people. We need to understand the Constitution and demand adherence to it. And as more and more of us do that, we have two angles where we can attack big government and rein it back in. The first one is state legislatures. We've heard many times of the concept of state nullification, which is exactly what Madison and Jefferson turned to with the Alien and Sedition Acts. They said the states need to refuse to comply with this. In fact, Hamilton in Federalist 16 says, if the cooperation of state legislatures is necessary to give effect to a measure of the union, they have only not to act or act evasively, and the measure is defeated. And that accounts for a majority of federal programs. They require the states to help implement them. So if the states are concerned of the federal government overstepping their bounds, stop helping them. That's the first step. But in addition to that angle of attack working through the states and nullification, the other is the people directly holding their members of Congress accountable. I cover this in a video that can be found on YouTube called The Power of 500, where we found that a team of about 500 people in a congressional district is enough political sway that when they're working coordinated in holding their elected officials accountable to the Constitution, it has a tremendous effect on them. We did that with my own congressman in Montana a few years ago. Within a few months, he began following the Constitution very well because he felt tremendous pressure from the people. So these are the most powerful tools we have. Number one, the state legislatures. Number two, the people themselves. In fact, Madison referred to the people themselves as the ultimate redress of constitutional violations. These are where we really need to be focusing. It starts with the people understanding the Constitution, which is why, as you mentioned in my introduction there, we produced this video series, The Constitution is the Solution, to help people become familiar with the important points of the Constitution that they need to know to rein the federal government back into their jurisdiction. If the federal government were following the Constitution, the enumerated powers, they wouldn't be involved in most of what they are doing and most of the areas where we feel oppression coming from them. So that's ultimately the real solution I see. We're in that transition period where if we work enough to help educate enough people, we can turn things in the right direction. But without that, the statement from Thomas Jefferson comes to mind. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. There's nothing we can do to get our nation back on track without the American people understanding these principles of liberty and the Constitution.
And that was my next question 2 or 3 minutes ago listening to you. The Democrats and the globalists admit they want to dumb down population. They write white papers, 2 plus 2 equals 5, Common Core. They know they can't beat free market. They know they can't beat the Constitution. They know they can't beat the weapon of the Renaissance, the flower of 1798. They know. And so they just ruthlessly want to create dependency and ignorance. So you're right. You educate the people in the basics of liberty and freedom and history, to paraphrase Jefferson, and tyrants will vanish like phantoms at dawn. The problem is that they know we're winning now. I mean, you go back to the 1950s when the John Birch Society was founded by mainly patriots and government and others who were actually aware of the plan to turn us into a communist-slash-socialist program. Imagine how small that started, and now in 2017, we're beginning to get the upper hand. But, you know, the winds could change very quickly. The enemy could pull off some really dirty tricks. They've already been trying it. We're forcing them to accelerate their authoritarian plan. So I see a major violent collision, not by us, but by them in the near future. Soros was giving $500 million a year to try to bring down the U.S. Now he just put $18 billion in. His people literally are actively trying to destroy me and everybody else. I mean, these are monstrous people. So just getting off the Constitution and taking off your professor hat, looking at Trump, why do they hate him so much? I know he's more of a pragmatist. He's just not out to get America. He believes in some basic Americana. That shows you how bad Hillary would have been, but they're just horrified of Trump. Where do you see that battle going in the few minutes we have left?
Well, speaking of George Soros, for example, we see George Soros-funded organizations on both sides of this battle on changing the Constitution. We see some of them saying, no, we do not want to have an Article 5 convention. We see others that are saying, yes, we do, like Wolfpack. He's playing and funding both sides of this battle. That says something. And I think you could do some interesting analysis on what he might be able to gain from that, funding both sides of the battle. But ultimately, this is the real issue. We, the people, are the greatest power in this country. And as you're saying, we're starting to see an awakening. This has got them terrified. If the American people, enough of us, wake up, their game is over. And that is really our mission. Our mission, and yours as well as the John Birch Society, to wake people up to what is really going on, to have enough people standing up to what's going on. Otherwise, and this is really a race to the finish, if we can wake up enough people in time, we win. If not, they win. That's ultimately what it comes down to.
You're absolutely right. And look, Hillary had $2 billion. Trump had $400 million. He beat her. We have a few million dollars. They have $18 billion. But force-feeding us propaganda is backfiring now. And so just because Soros is all in, throwing a fit with all his stolen money from every scam you can imagine, currency speculation, bringing countries down, funding revolutions against elected governments, I mean, they've got indictments out for him in multiple nations. So don't be intimidated, folks. This is a desperation move by this monster and his cohorts. We are winning because we're promoting freedom. And when you take action, and when you speak out, and when you get involved, like Robert Brown's doing, nothing on earth can stop us. And most importantly, pray to God for providence. We will defeat this old wicked Nazi collaborator. We will defeat the globalists. Their system, once identified, will never flourish. It's an authoritarian planetary plan. They were so delusional. They thought we were so dumb that no one would ever study the plan. And now the work of the John Birch Society has gone from one person to planetary awakening to the globalist system. And that's why they're a very small but focused organization. And that's why I always support the work they've done. Robert Brown, great job. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be back with the latest news and information. Gerald Celente, your phone calls, and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Vegas survivor who died suddenly had planned group to expose cover-up. We're going to be getting to that and more. Jaguars president apologizes for team kneeling during national anthem in London. And meanwhile, Mark Faber, a super high-level economist, one of the smartest guys out there, one of the best records of predicting things, there was all this criticism of Western Europe and saying whites are inherently bad. And he just basically said, thank God that the United States got settled by Europeans because there's a civilization here, and he got fired from his company. Now, look, I wouldn't say something like that because history's a lot more complex than that, but the truth is everybody was barbarous. But then you've got the BBC and two pieces I played just yesterday on the same show saying whites are inherently evil and bad. I mean, it's pure Nazi ideology, but flipped around. So that's coming up. Because if you want to see what it was really like, because I read a lot of history books that were written by people that were there, French trappers, British trappers, people with educations that wrote the first hand accounts. Go watch the movie Revenant. That's what it was like. The Native Americans would say, if you don't join us to help kill the other group, we're going to kill you. And I'm not saying they were bad. That's just how the whites acted. The whites 2,000 years ago in Britain were human sacrificing people. 2,000 years ago, the Native Americans in Mexico were doing it. Same stuff, same behavior. They said bigger pyramids in Mexico. What's Mexico today? I mean, but there's something different after the Dark Ages where we were burning people that knew about herbs or science. The Renaissance came 550 years ago. So the white man was just as barbarous and backwards as anybody else, except the Chinese were more advanced. They were very barbarous, though, the Japanese. But something happened. It was the Christian ethos met liberty and started valuing human life, and it took a process of hundreds of years to start achieving what the West has done. The West trailblazed human liberty. So, yes, I say thank God for the Renaissance that took root in Europe. And I don't think Faber put the historical accuracy on it. I'd say he spun it into a more reactionary vein instead of just directly looking at history and what really happened. But there is a war on history going on right now. I mean, it's like the city of Z. I've actually read mainline history books about what really went on at that time. None of it's true. England didn't believe that there was ancient pyramids in the Americas. They'd already found them 300 years before. The whole movie's like, those savages can't build anything. They're backwards scum. Just to make, it's just, and none of it's even historically true. And then one of the famous explorers is a coward and all this other stuff. It's all SJW made up stuff. It's as phony as the Justice League. I mean, you can't even watch historical movies now and not be bombarded with this weird white knight virtue signaling crap. If you're going to get Faber on the other side saying, well, I'm not against whites. Thank God they settled America. I mean, if whites are so bad, why is everybody trying to get into the countries that whites built? People say, other people built those. Absolutely, every group exploits other groups. No one ever denied that. The West, for 550 years, has been trying to stop it. Go to another country, see how barbarous they are. That's all I'm saying. See, I feel so good about myself, I don't need to look down on other people so I feel powerful. But I see racism and cultural warfare from the globalist left, these ruthless corporations, playing us all off against each other. That's what the CIA does with anthropologists and sociologists, is go in and study groups. That's who they send in first to a country they're going to take over for decades to learn everything and to have their professors write books, scholarly tomes on the infrastructure of the area, and the cultural systems to divide and conquer them later. And I'm going to get more into that in a moment. America and our republic is under attack because the globalists know that a free, open society, the idea of America, is absolutely at loggerheads with the globalist system they're trying to build. That's scientifically directed, a technocracy, totally authoritarian, that is completely cold-blooded, absolutely anti-loving, anti-altruistic, and committed to total, complete engineering of the human species and mass culling of 90% of the world population. That's what Ted Turner, that's what Bill Clinton, that's what Bill Gates, that's what George Soros, that's what all of these groups are pushing. That is their set destiny and overarching plan. And now we have George Soros coming out, who normally gives a couple $1 billion a year globally to overthrow free and open societies and cause culture wars, and $500 million a year on average to try to destabilize the U.S. and cause race and cultural war. He has now bellied up to the bar and put $18 billion of his stolen loot into the kitty. That's all in. That is completely and totally all in to try to overthrow the Americana 2.0, rising from the ashes, 1776 part two that we're witnessing. Trump's not perfect, but he believes in the republic. He believes in a free market. He believes in empowering the average person and having a true competition-based system. And because of that, the globalists that already thought they had full control of America and then the world are in total panic mode in an existential battle, seeing their entire authoritarian world government crumble and collapse in front of them. And so George Soros funds Media Matters, CNN, MSNBC, all these legal groups, and other operations that are openly suing Trump thousands of times, setting up and suing us as well, trying to sabotage our suppliers, trying to shut down our support base, trying to get us kicked off radio and TV, trying to have us criminally investigated, trying to have us shut down. But I have the republic behind me and common sense and an awake population to defend against you. I'm not those poor, sad, hardworking Eastern European peasants that you helped round up for 4 years when you sent them to death camps, Soros. And you thought you could bring down America, you're going to find out we're not going to go so easy. So he's $18 billion in to this fight right now. And he thinks he's going to break your will. But here's the good news. Hillary had almost $3 billion. Trump had about $400-500 million, but he had the people, and so he won. And so this force feeding of his culture war and of trying to buy off groups isn't going to help him. It's going to blow up in his face because no army can stop an idea whose time has come. And he may pay off Anderson Cooper to say he wasn't a Nazi collaborator, but we've got him on TV saying he was a Nazi collaborator. So I'm asking listeners and viewers of this transmission now more than ever to understand. When you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, when you spread the live feeds at Infowars.com/show or Facebook, Google, Twitter, or other platforms, or you spread the podcast, or you spread other systems, it is funding a revolution globally against these technocrats. And when you buy the products at Infowarsstore.com, you are involved in a revolutionary act against these globalists because pennies against their thousands of dollars and millions against their billions is already defeating them and will defeat them. The fact that he's going to have to put in hundreds of times a year what he put in previously of his stolen loot just kills him. So I'm asking you, as the enemy ups their power against us, as the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And InfoWars is imperfect, but we are seen by the enemy as the standard, as one of the main standard-bearer operations against them, and that's why we're under attack. So rally around the flag, my friends, and financially support us today. Commit. Get great deals on supplements. Get great deals on T-shirts. Get great deals on water filtration and non-GMO heirloom seeds and high-quality organic coffee and so many other great products at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got to end it in a matter of days. 50% off our best-selling nootropic. That's our brain pill. 20% now more in each bottle of Brain Force. 50% off Anthroplex. That's the pill form of Super Male Vitality and a bunch of other specials that are about to end at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Again, if you simply commit and fund us and sign up for AutoShip, get 10% off additionally, and remember to fund us each month or every 60 days or whatever you click, that will make this operation continue strong in the face of the enemy, and we will defeat these scum.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Support